Hey guys, welcome to The Project Online. My name is Amanda. I'm one of the pastors here. Okay, so even though we can't be in the same room physically, we still want to be in the same room online with you guys, which is why you can now watch The Project with us over Zoom. We can still connect as a community because we are more than just an online service. We are a community. Now, if you're already watching with us over Zoom, awesome. But if not, you still can. There is a Zoom link in the chat that you can click on, and we can take in the service together and then spend a couple minutes afterwards just chatting things over. So don't watch alone, come watch with us. We are still having project services through Christmas. So the 27th, January 3rd, we will still be here. You can always find us. The project is also part of a larger church called Hope City Church, and we are holding 3 online Christmas Eve services at 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock. So come check it out online on the 24th. You can still invite people to watch with you, so mark your calendars for those times on Christmas Eve. It's going to be a really good way to celebrate Christmas together online. Brett is finishing our series today called I Wish Jesus Had Never Come, so check it out.
Oh, the last one just left. Some lady had it on layaway.
A lady? Yeah. What lady?
Short. Woo! Yeah!
Cool. Oh, poor baby.
Well, welcome guys from wherever you're watching right now. My name's Brett. I'm one of the pastors here at The Project, and I'm going to be closing out our Christmas series that we called I Wish Jesus Had Never Come. And in it, we've just been talking about different characters from the Christmas story and how their lives were affected by the birth of Jesus. And in this last message of the series, we're going to be talking about Mary. And if you're not familiar with the Christmas story, Mary was the mother of Jesus, and there's not really a ton written about her, but just a couple quick things that we do know about her from Scripture is that, one, she would have been just an ordinary girl. She wasn't super rich or well-known in her time. She just would have been seen as just a regular person in the community that she grew up in. We also know that she would have been relatively young at the time. Most scholars believe that she would have been between the ages of 12 to 14, so she might not have even been a teenager yet. And then we also know that she was engaged. Scripture tells us that she was engaged to a man named Joseph. And so during that time, she would have been in the middle of planning her wedding. And we're just going to pick it up from when Mary first appears on the scene in the Christmas story. And if you want to follow along, I'm just reading from the first chapter of a book in the Bible called Luke. And it says, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus." And so this news would have been really difficult for Mary to hear, because becoming pregnant before the wedding would have brought a lot of shame on her from both her family and the community that she grew up in. And so this news would have literally turned her life upside down. And yet there was something that the angel said to her to comfort her. And he said the phrase, "Do not be afraid." And it's interesting because when you read the Christmas story, that phrase of "do not be afraid" is actually said 4 separate times to 4 separate people. It's said to Mary, it's said to the shepherds, it's said to Zechariah, and it's said to Mary's fiance, Joseph. And I think God chose to speak to that specific issue of fear because he knew that the birth of Jesus was going to disrupt the plans of literally every single person who was going to be involved. And I want to stay on that topic of fear, because just like how Mary's life and all the rest of the people in the Christmas story's lives were disrupted by what was going on during that time, I think we could all agree with each other that our lives have been disrupted by everything that's happened this year. And whether it's the coronavirus or just everything else that's gone on in 2020, I think, you know, all of our plans, any kind of plans that we would have had coming into this year, we've had to just throw them out the window. And I think as a result of that, there's a lot of us heading into this next year with just a lot of anxiety and worry and fear. And so I thought it'd be good to just quickly talk about 3 practical responses that we can have in the midst of our fears that I believe God highlights for us in the story of Mary. And I'm just hoping this will be super practical and helpful for you guys and would maybe help you to begin to navigate some of the fears that you have coming into 2021. And so we're just going to jump right into it here. And so the first response that we can have in the midst of our fears is to choose to surrender ourselves to God. It says that after the angel had spoken to Mary, her first response was that she said the words, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you've said about me come true." So we see that Mary's first response was a prayer of surrender. I know this may sound like, you know, that whole idea of surrendering ourselves may have the opposite effect of what we would want. Because even that concept of surrendering ourselves to something or someone, it means giving up control, right? Which can be scary for a lot of us. But I want you to think about what we do when we worry. I heard a really good quote from another pastor where he said, worry is like a warning light that comes on when we begin to try to control the uncontrollable. And so when we choose to worry, we're in a sense trying to control a situation where that we are totally powerless to have any effect on. And so the fruit of worry just ends up being more worry because that's all that can really happen. It doesn't change the situation. It doesn't help anything. It doesn't ultimately affect anything. And yet when we choose to surrender ourselves to God, when we choose to even just like say those words or pray that prayer of saying like, God, I don't understand why I'm going through this. I don't understand why this is happening to me right now, but I choose to trust you. God, I surrender my fears to you. And it's crazy how when we do that, it actually creates such a freeing feeling because it kind of forces we're kind of forcing ourselves to begin to exhale a little bit and let go of control. And it's not as much about understanding every circumstance or understanding what God is doing in every circumstance of our lives, but it's more about understanding who God is. And I want you to think for a second about someone in your life that you know really well, someone that you trust, someone that you really respect because of their character. If that person was to come up to you and ask to borrow your car keys, you probably wouldn't even think about it. You would lend them your keys. You probably wouldn't even have to ask them a ton of questions of why they need them because you know their character. You know that they're trustworthy. You know that they're not going to do anything to harm you or hurt you. And that is much like our relationship with God. As we learn more about him and as we get to know him better and we begin to see that he is good, he is trustworthy, he has our best interests in mind. As we begin to learn those things, it starts to get just easier to begin to trust him with our lives and to surrender ourselves to him. So that's the first response that we can have, is to choose to surrender ourselves to God. The second response that we can have in the midst of our fears is to choose to silence the voices of fear in our lives. I don't know if you've ever been around someone who is like super anxious all the time or is stressed all the time or just is always worrying about a ton of different things. I find that when I'm around people like that, I notice that I have a tendency to feel more worried and I'm like, I feel more tense and like stressed out. And that's because fear is contagious. And so if you're spending hours every day just reading different Twitter battles, or you're spending hours every day scrolling through comments on Instagram, reading people's arguments against each other and just like reading about people saying that we're all gonna die from COVID, then you're probably gonna be a pretty fearful person. And so if you're noticing right now that you're worrying a lot or more than you normally do, or you're experiencing a lot of fear, I think it would be good for you to ask yourself the question of like, where is this fear coming from? And to ask yourself the question of like, am I engaging with something or doing something that's maybe opening the door and allowing these voices of fear to come into my life? And so that for you, that may mean spending a little bit less time on social media, or maybe it would mean not checking up on the news every 2 seconds and reading or hearing about all the horrible things that are happening in the world right now. It's going to be different for all of us, but the main point of this is for us to just take that step back to evaluate our lives and to notice if there's maybe any area where we're just allowing these voices of fear to come into our life. And then the third response that we can have in the midst of our fears is that we can choose to fill our minds with faith instead of fear. It says later on in the Christmas story that after the angel had spoken to Mary and left her, it says that as she was processing everything still, that she just began to praise God. It even says that she began to sing a song of worship to him. And I find that so powerful, because the reality is that it's not enough for us to just abstain from things or to silence some of the voices of fear that are coming into our lives. But on top of that, we have to be filling ourselves with things that are going to be building up faith inside of us. And one of the things that helps, I find helps me the most with this, is reading scripture. And I don't succeed in this every single day, but I try my best to every day at least spend a little bit amount of time reading from the Bible, because I find that as I fill myself up with that and as I view my circumstances through that lens, it just helps me not sweat the small stuff as much. And I find I don't worry as much because of it. And scripture even tells us that faith comes from hearing the good news about Christ. So when we're filling ourselves with the promises and the truths of God, the Bible tells us that we're essentially allowing God to build faith inside of us. Another thing that you can do that can really help in this area is to just do what Mary did, and that's to engage with worship. Worship is a really powerful tool that God has given us. And what we're going to do this week is we're actually going to fill our project playlist on Spotify with just worship songs. And so in the next couple weeks here, if you're feeling like you're just worrying a lot or you're feeling really anxious, feel free just to go on our playlist and just turn on some worship music, because that is an amazing way how God speaks to us. But a good question that I would say sums up this last point is to ask yourself, what am I filling my mind with? Are you filling your mind with things that are building faith up inside of you? Or are you filling your mind with things that are building up fear inside of you? And so how are you going to choose to enter 2021? I heard a really good quote from a pastor in the U.S. named Craig Rochelle, and he said, "Peace isn't found in the absence of problems, but true peace is found in the presence of God." The reality is that fear is unavoidable. It's a normal part of life that we're going to have to face eventually. But with God on our side, we can turn to Him in the darkest moments and know that He is there for us. And so in the midst of your fears, are you going to choose to surrender yourself to God? Are you going to choose to silence the voices of fear in your life? And are you going to choose to fill your mind with faith instead of fear? There's a lot of things we can do to battle this, but I hope at least some of this was helpful for you guys. Let me just pray for you in closing here. Heavenly Father, God, I just pray for every single person who is watching right now. God, I pray that you would help all of us to just be able to navigate our fears well as we just process everything that's going on this year. God, I pray that you'd help us to be able to trust you. You'd help us to be able to surrender ourselves to you. And that in that we would just know that you do have our best interests in mind, that you know what's best, God. And I pray that you just help us to trust you with that. But Father, I thank you for this project community. I thank you that we can still engage with each other, even if it's just online like this. And in your name we pray. Amen. We're going to move into one song of worship here, but make sure to stick around, because after that, we're going to be getting together over Zoom, and Pastor Amanda is going to have more details on that when we come back. And help me, Holy Ghost.
your thoughts become my own, until the Father's will be done in me. So help me, God, breathe on my weakness, for all I want is to be like Jesus, and I don't have much, but what I have is yours to use. So make my whole life your upper room.
Even though we can't be together physically on a Sunday night, we are more than just a church service where we sing some songs, listen to a message. We are a community. So don't leave yet, don't log off. We want to hop on Zoom. If you're not already there, there's going to be a link in the chat, so click on that. We're going to hop on for a couple of minutes, hang out, chat, and just spend some time connecting. So come click the Zoom link in our chats, and we'll see you there.